All right, hello everybody. This is Jessica Stewart and I'm with Susan Hyatt.
Hello.
Do you not know I'm going to be indicating that I want to say?
It's the extensions. I'm slow on the uptake today.
Right. You've now dated our call because when they listen to this, you may not have extensions anymore. just know that this was recorded when Susan Hyatt had a hair extension. Anyway, today we're going to be talking about, funny enough, you as a brand. And we're talking about this in conjunction with our Power of Story class, because these are really your branding and who you are as a coach is very much informed by your story. But we wanted to call it out because we only have, you know, 60 or 90 minutes during our live call. We wanted to spend a little bit of time of talking about branding and how you can begin thinking about yourself as a brand, you as a coach. And I just want to do sort of a, I don't want to say it's a caveat, but I want to make a note for everybody that whether you decide to have a coaching practice that is a money-generating business, you know, it's something that you're an entrepreneur or a solopreneur, or you are working within the corporate world, or even being a mom or dad or whatever it is, you are not wasting your time and energy thinking about yourself as a brand, because it's still about how you present yourself to the world as a coach. Your story is part of that. And so even if you're not going to be an entrepreneur, this little segment here will still be useful, and then the handout will still be useful for you to use. Do you agree? Tell me where I'm right, Susan Hyatt.
You are so right.
side note to the students, don't say, tell me where I'm right.
Yeah, it was a little jokey poo.
It was a little jokey poo. So, Susan, what is a brand to you? What do you think about when you teach people about branding?
Well, for our purposes, I always say two things. For our purposes as coaches or thought leaders in the self-help industry, you are a brand. It's probably one of the only industries where your business and who you are as a coach is an integral part of the brand. And the brand is really the look, tone, and most importantly to me, the feel of everything that you do. From your website, colors, logos, website, blog, social media, you know, all of it is part of your larger brand in the world.
I think it's even things like your signature story. So if you are into public speaking, the content you produce, the conversations you have, the speeches that you give are all part of the brand. It's what you want people to know you as. That is key. But I agree, too, it's also even like what colors you choose for your business cards, if you have business cards. Even if you make them on Vistaprint with a generic logo, you're still consciously thinking about the energy of you as a brand. What image do you want representing your business?
Yeah, I mean, and it's really important to think about, you're right, it doesn't have, you know, what you're putting out into the world in terms of visually, having a brand doesn't mean you have to have an advertising and marketing budget like Lululemon or Nike or whatever. It could be stuff that you do yourself, but that you're always keeping in mind, how do you want, who are your ideal client? Who are you? Who are your clients? What's the story that you want to tell? And then how can I, everything that I put out into the world, like you said, whether it's the signature talk that I use on stage or my latest blog post or, you know, the colors that I'm going to use on this flyer, how can all of those things reflect the spirit of my brand, the energy of who I am as a coach? That's branding.
I think it's even the business name that you might choose. So if you want to have your coaching be an entity, I've actually seen this, and I don't know if this is, I think this is covered in the Setting Up Shop class, One of the things the decision I consciously made when I was starting was making sure that me as a brand was reflected in my brand as a business. So I actually wanted to make sure my name was in my coaching practice. So my coaching practice is Steward Coaching. My last name is Steward, for those of you who don't know. The reason I chose that is just going with Jessica Steward. So I do have a domain, jessicasteward.com. It redirects to Steward Coaching. But I gave myself sort of an opportunity to dream about the vision and the future of my coaching practice. And this was 4 or 5 years ago. And I spent time thinking about what is the energy I want the name of my coaching practice to have. Do I want to just do Jessica Steward? And I was like, no, I think I'd like to, because I want to be famous one day, you know, famous author or whatever. I'll reserve that for my author's page. Seriously, this is the kind of way my brain works. And then Steward Coaching will be my coaching practice, but it still has my name. That is all part of your branding. And it doesn't have to be this really formal, regimented process, but it's kind of dreaming about where you're going and then thinking about how even your name and the naming of your practice fits into that. Susan, you actually have an interesting, I don't know, interesting might be a stretch, but you started.
I was like, wait, what?
No, you, that was kind of jerky. I didn't mean it that way. But you started, when you started your coaching practice, you were Ideal Life Design.
Yes.
And you still have that.
I still have it. It's my DBA. So I'm doing business as Ideal Life Design. But what I noticed pretty quickly was that unless your business name is super interesting, sexy, memorable, like I use them as examples because it's examples of both sides of this. Pam Slim had Escape from Cubicle Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Super sexy, hot, you can remember that easily. And Danielle Laporte had whitehottruth.com, which was also like, oh, love it. But even those guys who had super memorable business names eventually went to using their own names. So now Pam is PamSlim.com, DanielleLaporte.com. And so Ideal Life Design, I mean, people weren't remembering me based on that. And I eventually changed it. There's an 80-something-year-old woman who owns SusanHyatt.com, and my husband calls her every year on my birthday and begs her to sell it, and she will not. One day I'll get it, but right now I use SHyatt.com.
But she has filed a restraining order.
She's like, this crazy life coach will never have it. So there you go. So my recommendation is not to use a business name that's only meaningful for you that no one is going to remember.
Well, an interesting side note is Diane Hunter used to be a Playboy playmate. Not our Diane Hunter, but the one that owns DianeHunter.com is. And so she's DianeHunter.net, but it's really quite hilarious if you think about it.
Yes.
So it's kind of, it's both sides of the coin here. Mm-hmm. I totally interrupted you, but I had to share that.
Oh, that's funny.
Playboy playmate. What were you saying? You were saying something really good, too.
It just that if you are going to go with a business name, I mean, Bridget and I said this on a recording one time, don't let this whole, should I do a business name or use my name, sidetrack you. Just get started. Because I think Bridget's business name is Momentum Life Works.
I'm laughing with her, not at her.
Right. And so both of us, our business names are just only used as a DBA now, and we're going with other things. So if just get started. Okay?
Yeah,
don't let this sidetrack you. But the easy answer is to go with your name.
Well, and I actually think, too, for people, there's something cathartic about kind of going through the square one meltdown of an identity, and so they want to assume a new identity.
Mm-hmm.
And I really appreciate that. You can do that in other ways. You can do that with a tagline for your business. You can do it as a DBA, so doing business as. So you can set up a legal entity, either an LLC or a sole practitioner, you know, registering with your town. You can do that with that, like, for example, Jennifer Voss's Feels Like Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You could do it that way and then still set up your coaching practice using your name in some way. And I agree with you, Susan. Don't let it get in the way. Do spend a little bit of time dreaming about where you're going, though. If it's mm-hmm. still too fresh and you're still not sure, just get started. But if you're in sort of the square two dreaming and scheming, give yourself a little bit of time to do a little future visioning, a little ideal day, and think about, okay, what is my ideal practice going to look like? And do sort of the nerdy thing that I did, which is, well, I want to reserve Jessica Steward for when I'm a famous author, and I want to have my Steward coaching as being my coaching practice. Hey, it could happen.
You crack me up. It could happen. I think it is happening.
One has to write in order to be a famous author. Anyway, so the other thing I wanted to mention for people, because I don't think there's a lot more we can talk about on this topic, but you, God, when I was in a class with you, you asked me two really important questions that I think had come from Tara Reel, who is another Martha Beck coach.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, if your coaching practice were a color, what color would it be? Mm-hmm. And if it were a sound, what sound would it be? Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. I totally remember it.
Those two questions were so powerful because when I was rebranding, I had one, so Steward Coaching had a completely different brand, different logo, different color scheme, different focus. When I rebranded and came up with my new tagline and my new color scheme, those two questions helped inform my new brand.
Mm.
I was still fundamental to it because I am Jessica Steward, and you cannot deny that. But it changed the whole energy of the two different brands, those two questions. So
I love those questions.
You have a handout and a worksheet, and I don't know if it's maybe the same one I used to use. It had those two questions, but then it also, there was an exercise where people would email. Do you remember that one, too? It's like,
yes.
That's
what part of it is, yeah. So this, you're going to have a handout, and it's called The Spirit of Your Brand, which is actually a chapter title in Pam Slim's Escape from Cubicle Nation book. So The Spirit of Your Brand, there's some questions that are designed, like Jessica was talking about, to help you get maybe a little deeper, a little more clear about your brand. And then there's a homework assignment that, of course, is invitational, where you're going to email some folks and find out some information about what people perceive your top skills, talents, and contributions to the world are. And it's a super fun exercise.
It actually is really fun, too, because it helped me own the fact that I am a playful and humorous coach,
mm-hmm.
but that I temper that with being deep and soulful.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able, through the exercise, to see that I play both sides really well. That's mm-hmm. not what it sounds like, but... that I play
that's
both sides.
That's another call.
Yeah, that's another call on embracing your sexuality. But then I'm able to kind of play with those two things in my writing, because remember, the content you create is also part of your brand. So how I write, how I speak, tempers the humor, the laughter, and then the tears. I get mm-hmm. to be both. And by asking people how they see me, it helped me see myself mm-hmm. and embrace that in my brand.
Nice.
You changed my life, Susan. And yeah.
One way or another.
Exactly. So very simply, do the worksheet, spend some time thinking about it, and then in the live class, when you're in The Power of Story, know that your story helps shape and contribute to you as a brand. Because you are the brand, your story becomes the backbone of that. My story was about how tragic things happened to me, and yet I always was able to find the magic and the sort of beauty in that sadness. And so that becomes part of my brand. Magic and practicing and practical magic became part of my brand. But that came directly from my story. That didn't just come from asking somebody, "What if I were a color, what color would I be?"
Right.
Blue.
Right.
any final thoughts on branding? And I mean, there's obviously tons and tons and tons and tons of books and materials out there on branding mm-hmm. in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to not overthink branding because it's just, ugh.
Yeah, I'm the same. I don't really overthink it. And I think that if it's of interest to you and feels fun to you, there are plenty of branding coaches out there you could work with. I tend to be more focused on the feel of my brand because energetically, actually that's what I learned from that assignment about myself was that I was discounting the energy that I bring to coaching. And I was like, well, who cares about that? I remember when I got those results back, I was like, well, who cares? But that became everything for my brand once I kind of got it. And so for me, I think it's interesting to think about people remember how you make them feel. And how is that communicated energetically?
And I think that's actually a really good point. See, I didn't think I had so much to say about branding until we started talking about you, but because I've watched your brand evolve.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that you're really good at is you're good at taking complex ideas and making it very simple and sort of digestible for people.
Mm-hmm.
You're good at the sound bite, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a really important energy, and it's very much a part of your website, your signature talks, the workshops that you create. Your blogs are not long and verbose like mine. Because that
I like
is
your blogs.
I like mine too, but because that's my energy. Mine's different. I go into a different direction than you do.
Mm-hmm.
The colors on your website, very bright, very vibrant, just like your personality. You use a lot of roundness
mm-hmm.
in your website, bubbly. Because
mm-hmm.
people think of you as bubbly, but like champagne bubbles, you know, a refined mm-hmm. kind of bubble.
I know.
But that is, it just sort of clicked for me. It's like that is all reflected. Whether it was conscious for you or not, it becomes and evolves because you infuse the power of your story and your energy right into your brand.
Thank you.
And I think a good designer, if you're working with someone who's going to help you with a logo, color scheme, website, whatever your bag is, you know, some people are like, wow, I'm not doing any of that, which is great. If you are working with a designer, a really good designer, the way they design something for you is they ask you questions that help reveal your story. And then they use that story to build a brand around you. Boom. Story.
True. Very true. All of it. Which
good
is why I need a designer because my brand is still evolving.
Well, you are perpetually evolving. It's also fun for you. You really enjoy, and like, because you're such a visual person, you love. I mean, tell me where I'm wrong, but you love enlivening your materials and such because it's who you are. It's like
totally. I have so much fun with it. I actually think of marketing and branding as the first part of the coaching process.
Me too.
So I see the first exposure someone has to my materials to be the first step in the coaching process where they're like, wait, what? What's
yeah,
she talking about?
Yeah, how do you want someone to feel when they read your materials or see your images? I was like, I remember when I first saw your website, I was like, damn, she is cute. I want to be Well, no, but I was like, I want to be that cute because I approached you for weight loss coaching, actually.
Oh, that's right.
And
then
so,
you realize you're already that cute.
Well, yeah, but that's also part of the brand is mm-hmm. you don't just put your photos on there because you're a narcissist, because you're not a narcissist, I want to assure you.
Darn it.
But because the work that you do, your image is very evocative of the lifestyle that people want to create. They want to create what they crave.
But yes.
Tell me where I'm wrong again, but that's what I'm picking up.
No. I think so. I think that, I mean, and again, this is like, you know, a conversation for a different call, but I've done a lot of work over the years to come to a place where I'm a woman who appreciates my femininity, and I love who I am, and I love putting it out there. And so part of that, I love using photography.
Yeah.
As part of my website, my branding. So
that's true, because you also, because you are your brand, you are using, I use cartoons and caricatures because I tend to use more humor and playful, like a different, you're very playful too, but I use it differently.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not always comfortable with how I look in photographs, and so sometimes you just have to watch a little bit for the hiding, and so I'll put photographs out there even if I'm feeling a little self-conscious because I'm still trying to own that I still am my brand, and I'm not just a cartoon or a caricature, I'm also a human being. So it can even be, this is like a multi-layered conversation.
Yes, it is.
But it's. I think it's important because it is exactly what coaches think about, and we don't necessarily talk about it because, I mean, how often do we sit and talk about branding? So,
right.
Anyway, so that's just a little brief insight into my head and Susan's head.
Yeah. I mean, I think that this is like just the entry, like 101, this is what branding is, and you are a brand, and you really don't have to take it that much further, but if you want to, there are other resources out there, and the Spirit of Your Brand worksheet can help you. And again, don't overthink it too much. I've seen coaches get paralyzed by, oh, my branding has to be perfect, and that's not true either. Sometimes I am in my seventh year in business and on my fourth website, and my brand is still evolving. So it's a living, breathing part of you.
Just know when you're hiding and using the process of branding as a crutch to not actually launch yourself into the world.
Yes.
The perfect is the enemy of the done is a very good phrase for branding. You will never be done branding. And I think that's it. So enjoy the
that's
worksheet.
It.
And we love you, and we'll talk to you later.